Now let's go live to Triangle Park in downtown Calais with Jeff Demons.
Thank you very much, Lupe. That's right. We are at Triangle Park in downtown Calais, St. Croix Homecoming Festival, and we have one of the organizers here, Jana Smith. Someone else is here, too, but they're kind of hiding. I noticed that over in the weeds. So, Jana.
Yes.
How did this all come together?
You know, it's funny because when everything was up in the air as far as the bridge, is it going to open, is it not going to open, can we have a festival, can we not, Laurel Perkins from the Down East Economic Development,
Way to be prepared.
I know. I'm just trying to make her feel good. I didn't know she was going to be here. So she jumped up and said, hey guys, I need some help. She got in touch with the Lions Club, the Lioness Club, Chamber of Commerce, and she moved forward with some sort of a festival. CDRC was involved. So Laurel really took charge and got everybody together to make it all happen this year.
And one of the great things I see is, looking down through the list of events, a lot of the people who are waiting to get their events back on, of course, one that comes to mind, the Lioness Superdraw.
Oh, yes. Lioness Superdraw is our biggest fundraiser every year. And it's really a chance for us to continue helping people in need in the greater Calais area, which is what we're all about. So without that Superdraw, without that fundraiser, you know, we really miss out on being able to help other people.
And a lot of the things are centered around downtown, but there's also great things going on at the skate park.
Yes, Spencer McCormick and the skate park committee has come up with a fantastic event that's really important, the Skate for Life event on Saturday. It starts at 3, and there's events going on all day long, but included among those are different representatives from organizations that will be on site with information on suicide prevention and awareness, other mental health awareness organizations, and it's going to be a really fantastic event up there, so I hope everybody can stop in, and prizes, giveaways, lots of information. It's a good day up there, and they can be followed on Facebook too, Calais Skate Park.
And it's really great to see Spencer, I mean, go away, go to school, come back, and take over where his father had left off.
Yeah, and you know, Spencer hasn't only been involved with that skate park. He has joined us on the CDRC, Calais Downtown Revitalization Coalition, and he's been a huge help with us with our events with that as well. So it's great to have the young blood who's ready to step up and help the community.
And Mike, you can jump in here. Of course, when you first heard about this, the city of Calais is on board right from day one, right?
Oh, of course. I mean, this has been a tradition in our community since 1974. We missed out last year because of obvious reasons, but like I said earlier, this is just nice to bring some sense of normalcy back. Everyone's always enjoyed coming back to the festival. The people that have gone away that always look forward to coming back, seeing old friends and family. This is just a great, great day. And I commend the festival committee. I just want to go through those people at this point, Jeff, but not only Laurel and Jana, but Teresa Porter and Ann Nixon, Teresa Brown, Rod Terrell, Ricky Bailey, Brian Giles, and Kara Mitchell really have been the backbone of that group that's organized this. And if you see them on the street, folks, give them a big thank you, because they've done a lot of work behind the scenes on this. It usually takes a lot to organize these things, and this was no different, especially putting it together last minute. Everybody's been waiting in the wings from guidance from the state as to what we could and couldn't do, and so it's been a real giant effort on these people's part, and they should be commended for sure.
And we do want to let everybody know that don't worry about the weather. You get a little bad weather tonight, but tomorrow, Jana, tomorrow morning, showers in the morning, should be over by 8 or 9, clearing, highs around 77. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, highs around 79 degrees. Perfect.
Perfect day for a wonderful street fair and lots of activities downtown.
And we're going to come back. When we come back, Jana, I'm going to have you go down through all the events we have going on. Maybe describe them a little bit, because there's a lot of events packed into 2 days.
There certainly is a lot of events. Yep.
It's all part of the St. Croix Homecoming Festival. You're listening live on Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3.
You have plenty of choices. Thanks for choosing us.
It's my station.
Classic Hits 92.7 and 95.3.